Let me lend a hand for your next meeting, convention, sales or management training, conference call, or webinar. Whether you're looking for motivation, inspiration, or education, let me bring my background in psychology, sales, sales management, and executive experience to your next event. Just connect with me through Facebook or use the contact tab at the top of this webpage. Everybody, greetings from Miami, Florida. Courtney and I spent last night with Patrick Mazur, who you met back in Volume 23, and his brother Mike. Mike threw a surprise birthday party for him, and we just had to be there. Being with Pat and Mike last night reminded Courtney and I of that magical time, April through November of 1995, where the four of us were starting out into the seas of direct selling together. It's been said that 90% of success is mental. In other words, getting your mind right for the task at hand. Prior to April 1995, I was following the Grateful Dead. I was not making any money, but spending a lot of money. I was 24 years old, deeply in debt, and had no clue of what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And along came Patrick Mazur, who introduced us to direct selling and to waterless car wash. And shortly after joining forces with Pat, he and his brother Mike moved into the carriage house, 750 square feet, where Courtney and I were living, that you heard about back in Volume 62. And with the four of us jammed into that small living space, over the next 8 months, we would go from seeing obstacles to believing in endless opportunity. From seeing a future that was predetermined to believing in one that was full of free will, in which we could be who we wanted to be, we could do what we wanted to do, and we could have what we wanted to have out of life. And being together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it allowed us to not let 1 ounce of the way we used to see the world back into our thinking, and it allowed us to protect each other from anyone who didn't support this new way of thinking, didn't support this new way of seeing the world. During these first formative moments, we were up early having coffee together, discussing the day at hand and the business that needed to get done. Arms locked together, working throughout the day, looking for people who wanted to join us in this adventure. And with the four of us working together, we knew with every fiber of our being, the next surprise, the next moment of serendipity was right around the corner. And of course, we would always get back to the carriage house and celebrate a day of success. And into the late night, often into the wee hours of the morning, we would talk at length about not what was, but we caused each other to only focus on and believe in and discuss what was going to be. And we lived this way, we lived this life every day of those 8 months until our paths diverged in November of 1995. And last night, 22 years later, as the four of us once again talked into the wee hours of the morning, we laughed and sat amazed about all the things we thought about back then that came to be true today. And while there has been a mountain of change in the four of our lives over the past 22 years, the one thing that's remained constant is our belief that we live in a world where we can be who we want to be, do what we want to do, and have what we want to have. That truth we emboldened in one another's way of thinking as we started out together. Hey, if you like today's message, I hope you'll share it. And thanks again for your continued support through listening and sharing. Head on over to my Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker, and leave your questions and comments there. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.